Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Diving right back into it on a Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. You know what day it is.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Two texts, two different answers. I absolutely hate the Wednesday bump song. And then a text right above it. God, I love that Wednesday song. I'm not making it up.
That's awesome, yeah. But it's Angry Text Wednesday. Always has been. People get to the middle of the week and they're grumpy. Got meetings today. Got this today. Got that today. And it's only Wednesday.
I hate the Happy Wednesday song.
And then, you know, Thursday comes along and people start getting in a good mood. And then it's Friday and they're drunk. Yeah, way to go.
You literally scroll up. 1, 2, 3, 4 texts. My favorite part of Wednesday is that Happy Wednesday drop. It's both. Yeah. We mentioned something earlier, and I kind of get into my inner Vern on this because, you know, he's obviously he'll try to keep you sane as much as possible, but he'll also be truthful. Mm-hmm. He knows what, you know, goes on in the city around this time of the year. You have the Kansas City Chiefs. It's earned. It merits the conversation because of the success that they've consistently put out on the field, that they've continuously shown you. Whether or not you're over the Super Bowl loss, you still are in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And you went 15-2 last year. You have Patrick Mahomes. You have Travis Kelce. You have Andy Reid. All these guys. Chris Jones. And everybody, you know, they give you a chance.
Are people over the Super Bowl loss?
I
feel like everybody's just moved on.
I know that some people take longer to get over things than most, but I mean, I would think so. I mean, now that you have the draft, it's kind of like, okay, the last year's book is closed.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens next.
I feel like people have moved on very fast from that Super Bowl loss. Yeah, that's just me. But
and part of that can be the, you know, lackluster offense that the Royals are presenting where it's like, okay, I'm done with this. Like, how much can I take of this? Because baseball is an everyday sport, right? They're playing 10 in a row versus 3 playoff teams. And they're showing you right now that they're not quite ready to be a playoff team, even though they have said to themselves and to the people, we are a playoff team. And I think the reason why you see a lot of people quickly jump or lose interest is because things become stale. And now you're understanding why we bring up the poll question of, are you tired yet of the powder blue jerseys? Yes or no? And you can find that on the Fan 965's Twitter page, formerly known as X, however you want to do it. And so I think there is a fear of that because obviously, like, I'll never leave. Like, like I did last year with the cruise ship, I'll go down with it. I'll sink with it on the roadie bus. I'll ride this thing until the tires are flat. And I'm like, the car and plane, trains, and automobiles. And it's like, so the dash doesn't work. Nope. The radio doesn't work. Actually, it does. It's the only thing that works. Gets pure signal. I can't have you drive this vehicle. So I think that the problem that you have is that you have a team that has so much success and so much proof that they've given you versus a team that had a year last year where now you're starting to see people think like, was last year a fluke? And I mean, we're only what? 18 games into the season.
But it doesn't take long to lose fans' interest, Dusty. And you're starting to kind of feel that way. We talked about a text when we walked in this morning that said something to the effect of season's over, ready for the draft. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel that way. I'm sure there's a lot of people that haven't even realized baseball has started yet, which is fine as well. It is a long season. But this is why you have to get off to a good start early. To me, anyway, the way that I look at it is I go back to 2003 with this ball club, and they won 11 straight at home that year, and they started out the season like 17-3 or whatever. It was an amazing start to the season. And they had everybody captivated all year long because they got off to a great start. Had they got off to like a 3-17 start and then had a 17-3 stretch in July, nobody would have known that they had that. Baseball, especially in Kansas City, and I think it's probably this way for a lot of small market, small revenue teams, is that you got to capture folks right away. You've got to be there on the doorstep on opening day. I mean, we always joke about opening day and the season's over if you lose, right? But that's how a lot of people do view it. A lot of people view baseball, unfortunately, like they watch the NFL, and you just can't do that. It's every 10 games is one NFL game, and that's how you have to watch baseball. And, you know, here and there, you get the piecemeal together. You kind of feel what's going on. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. But when you have that expectation of being a playoff team and you come out of the gate and you're averaging 2.2 runs or whatever it is per ball game, yeah, that's going to leave a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths because the expectation was that you weren't going to be 8-10 at this point, that you were going to be able to be competitive. And so far, you've beaten up on the Minnesota Twins, and that's not going to get you a lot of places.
I think it's also like a little bit of foreshadowing because a lot of people say, well, we can't beat these teams now when you have a full roster of health and all that. Can you beat them later on in the season or when it matters? And again, I think this is like rhyme for reason that every year it seems we have this issue with the Royals where it starts off slow. Then all of a sudden we get to like mid-May, early June, and all of a sudden it's like, this is the team we wanted to see. Now, fortunately enough, you don't have the strongest division that we've seen in the past. But again, like I do question some people, and I know the text line says this as well, I do question some people where I don't think it's necessarily losing your fandom when you say lose interest, because when I say lose interest, you don't have appointment television to go home. Oh, it's 5:30. Royals pregame show's on. I just turned off the radio, which was Vern's On Deck show. Now I'm watching the game. And maybe not everybody's a psycho like me, but like, I think when you say you lose interest, it's like you'll watch something else or you'll catch up on a show and check it up on your phone. Right.
It's not on the main screen at your house. Yeah.
And so I think that's something that a lot of people get too. And I think the other thing too, is that like, unfortunately, unlike the Chiefs, where the Chiefs have put together a decade of successful football with lots of, you know, trophies in the hallway, the Royals had 1 year in the last 10. And it's like, you can't sell me on what now I'm going to say is an anomaly unless you can prove to me that you can continue to do it.
Right. And I still think in the defense of the Royals, I still think there are Chiefs fans that are waiting for this shoe to fall with this organization right now. I told you, a friend of mine over there the other day, I think it's over. What do you mean you think it's over? I mean, we have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. I mean, like, so I think that's, I don't know if that's the mentality of the sports fan nationally or if that's just our mentality here where we're, instead of enjoying the good, which is why I've said this all along, please enjoy this as we're going through it. I think there is still a fraction of people, maybe the vocal minority of people, that are just waiting for the worst case scenario to happen. And then they can walk around, they can go, oh, I told you so. And believe me, I've experienced a lot of that with fans over the years, just waiting for the bad to happen so they can be right. They can say that I told you so. And where I stand on this right now is, in my opinion, there's nothing better than a winning baseball team in a city because it is every day. And losing interest, you're right, is not losing your fandom at all. It has nothing to do with that. but you don't make it an appointment television. And then they try, then they'll have to try to win you back. And it's hard to win a customer, and that's what we are as fans, customer. It's hard to win a customer back when you've had that bad experience. And I think right now, from a Royals fan's perspective, a lot of fans with the offense not producing are kind of having a bad experience. And so now they got to try to win you back. And that's hard to do as well. And so that's why a fast start is so vital for this ball club. It's not joking. It's not hyperbole. If you're sitting at 10-8, people are feeling a lot better than they are at 8-10 right now.
Yeah, again, we're not over the powder blues. We just saw some stuff on, you know, X last night where it was like, oh yeah, I just, these are starting to get stale, or I'm over the powder blues, bring back the grays. Or like, every time we lose, I feel a little bit less powerful with the powder.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So that's why, you know, we do this.
And when you lose, people get sick of everything. Right. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've accomplished. If a team isn't winning, everybody gets sick of everything.
And I think the other thing too is that, like, it's easier to get fatigue or into the hate mood of the Royals when it's one thing that's really bad, like two things, right? Like, it's the same guys coming out of the bullpen not having anything whatsoever worth of stuff, and it's the offense that just continues to go there. It's like, it's tough to watch every single game. Like, ask like a bad NFL franchise where they go out there. It's like, yeah, we're going to lose every game 21-7 because we can't score.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I get fatigued of that because I know what it's going to be. And it's not like the Yankees have blown them out. They won the first game 4-1. They won the last game 4-2.
Right.
Right. 8-3 when it comes to margin of scoring. But again, it's not necessarily getting blown out. It's the fact there's just no life. And I think that creates fatigue when you see the same thing over and over and over again. It does get frustrating. But again, 8-10. It's still early. I'm not anywhere near a panic button.
No.
I do love the powder blues. Don't worry. But it is. It's just, it's interesting to kind of get the perspective, because what we like to do here is, you know, play both sides of the fence. Like, yeah, we have this where we're in a room talking about it, but we also listen to you all and where your mindset is. And we also know the fact of the fact. They get swept by the Yankees, they get swept by the Tigers, and next week's the draft. I guarantee you 95% of the text line or the people that listen will be like, just tell me who the Chiefs are drafting. I don't care if you think you're going to get it right or not. Just give me some sort of Chiefs insight.
Right,
and don't worry, we will.
Just talk Chiefs is what everybody says. And it is. And it is. And it will be coming, you know, and we'll do a lot of that because the draft is coming up. You know, Mitch Holtis will be in studio three times in the next week. Jay Binkley, 10, all these guys, you know, we're going to have them in and talk a lot of draft because, look, that we're getting ready to gear up and win another Super Bowl here. It's time to hit that reset button. And I want to go back real fast when I said over the Super Bowl. I looked at Matt. He's like, like he wasn't over it yet. If that game was close, I still think we would not be over. We'd be still going through this one play here, this one play here. They got their ass kicked.
Yeah,
we were over that thing by halftime.
Yeah, Seattle's still not over the Super Bowl where Russell Wilson threw it.
Well, because that's one play that exactly. Everybody looks at and goes, oh my God, what were you doing? The Chiefs are like, well, thanks for not coming today, you know.
Well, there wasn't one good play that we
had. No, there
wasn't. Yeah, moment.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV. So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.